Anyway, Tozin's in, and Tozin's been to the movies.
Yes, yes, I have been. I have been.
What have you seen?
Well, recently I've seen Focus, which is the new Will Smith movie. I've seen Big Hero 6, which is like an animated Disney / Marvel movie. I've also seen Ex Machina, which is...
About him.
That sounds like you're
going... It's about you.
That sounds... Look, Doc, I've got a bit of Ex Machina. What was it? Ex Machina?
Ex Machina.
Ex Machina. A bit of Ex Machina. Just rub this on 3 times a day and it'll go.
Yeah, it's... I think it's like a Latin phrase. I mean, something has to do with, like, outside the machine or something like that. It's all about AI and can you create an intelligent machine? It's like one of those intelligent films that only has 3 people in it for the whole way through. But, yeah, it essentially has 3 people in it for the whole film. And you just sort of watch them. It's almost like 3 people... It's like what they call a chamber piece. Almost like 3 people in a room. And it's all about talking about... Because this guy has invented an AI. And he gets one of his employees. Because he's essentially like a Steve Jobs, Bill Gates type of person. And he gets one of his employees to come out to this remote place in the middle of like mountains where there's nobody else around for miles because it's like top secret. He has a key card that he has to use to get into the house, and it's all about him trying to figure out, is this, have I achieved in creating an AI that the like essentially will, if people were speaking to this without knowing, will they figure out that it's a machine or not? So it's quite clever, it's quite disturbing in some ways, and but it's really good.
Who's in it?
It's got
Will Smith.
No,
that's Focus. That's the other film. Yeah, Focus. Please Focus.
This is Ex Machina.
There's only 3 things you've got to focus on, all right? 3 films.
Okay, Ex Machina, it's got a guy called Domhnall Gleeson, who's, you know, Brendan Gleeson.
Yeah.
His son. Yeah,
all right.
Domhnall Gleeson takes the lead. There's a guy called Oscar Isaac, who's an American actor, who's... He's doing really, really well. He's going to be around. You're going to see him in a lot of things. He's in the new Star Wars movie, as is Domhnall Gleeson. And it's got Alicia Vikander, who's a Swedish actress who you will see everywhere in the next year.
Right.
She's got, like, I think it must be something like 6 films coming out this year.
Crikey.
Yeah, yeah. She's been working her butt off. There was the Vera Brittain movie that I think, I'm not sure whether that's out yet, Testament of Youth, which had her and the guy from Game of Thrones in it. She played Vera Brittain. So, yeah, Alicia Vikander is going to be everywhere. But essentially, there's maybe like a couple of other people in the film. I think probably in total, this film has 7 people in it. But for most of the film's running time, who you see is these 3. Domhnall Gleeson, Alicia Vikander, and Oscar Isaac.
7 people would be enough for Max to focus on, don't you think?
Is Will Smith in that as well?
No, Will Smith. No Will Smith in Ex Machina. If you want a Will Smith robot movie, that's iRobot.
Ex Machina, how many points is it getting out?
I'll give Ex Machina 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5? Yeah. Good movie then.
Yeah. It is good. It's a bit like watching a play. And it's don't see it if you don't want to think. But
hey, Max.
I'm going to see that. Tonight.
So don't see if you don't want to think, but it's a good film.
Okay, and the one that Will Smith is in.
Yes, okay, let's go to the Will Smith thing because I see,
thought we'd already done that one. Okay.
No, I see Max is very, very eager to get to Will Smith. So you know, Max, he does take his top off, and it's obvious that he has been working out at the gym.
Oh.
Yeah, he has been. Yeah, he has. I mean, I don't have a problem saying that Will Smith looks impressive. He has an impressive physique in this film.
Because he's not a spring chicken, is he?
No. I mean, he's 40 something now. I think he's 40 something.
That young.
Yeah. He's 40 something, but he doesn't. He still looks good. I mean, like you wouldn't say that. You wouldn't look at him and go, "Oh, that's a man who's like on his way to 50 or anything like that." Mm. So yeah, it is quite good. It's got Will Smith and Margot Robbie in it. And Mac, I think you'll like Margot Robbie if you Google for her face and everything like that. She was in The Wolf of Wall Street. If she played Leonardo DiCaprio, he played Jordan Belfort in that film, and she played his second wife in it. And got loads of good reviews for that.
Oh, she used to be in Neighbours.
Sorry, yeah, she's Australian, so
see?
Yes.
She used to be in Neighbours.
So, sorry, yeah. What was her name again? Margot Robbie?
Margot Robbie, yeah.
She is stunning. Yeah. She's great.
She is.
Yeah.
And, yeah, but I'm seeing that she's Australian, so, yeah, she must have been in Neighbours at some point.
No, I remember her being in Neighbours. You just think, you know, from Neighbours, it's been around for 30 years, but whatever. But from a soap.
Yeah.
And she's doing really well.
Yeah, yeah, I love.
They were both on Graham Norton last week, weren't they?
Well, I didn't see that. I saw them on Top Gear.
And I did think, wow, what an
she's
attractive
a
lady. Yeah,
she is
yeah.
a looker.
Yeah, and so the film is essentially, going back to the film, so the film's essentially about...
What did you come in about anyway?
It's not normally this crazy. It's really not.
So, anyway. So yeah, going the film is about con men. So it's essentially Will Smith is like, you know, he's a veteran con man. She's trying to get into the game, and then he sort of takes her under his wing and teaches her okay, this is the way we actually do this, how to survive in the business. And obviously, the film is kind of like part romantic comedy, part heist movie. And then they have they start a relationship, but then there's this whole question about, okay, if two people lie for a living, can they really trust each other? That goes in there. And it's... Have you ever seen... You know the TV show Hustle?
Yeah, love Hustle. Love,
yeah. If you love Hustle, you will like this film. Because right. this film feels a little bit like a rejected script for Hustle. Or like an episode of Hustle that they never made.
Right.
But it's like... But they threw more money at it, and they've taken it bigger, and they've taken it more international and all that kind of stuff. And they've paid Will Smith's salary and all that. But the same way that you have, like, okay, you have Mickey in Hustle, you have Will Smith's character's called Nicky, you have the fact that he's going on a, like, in Hustle, there was always the idea that whether he was going to have something with whoever the lead woman was in the con gang, you have that in this film as well. So it feels very much like Hustle. It's very, very good looking, it's very, very bright, it's very, very, just, it's very well shot. But it feels like there's a deeper film that could have been made here, all about the lies and liars and how that whole thing works. And it feels like when they first wrote the script, they probably had that deeper film in there. But then they decided to get rid of all that stuff and leave you with just the frothy, nice-looking stuff on the top of it. So it's a nice film to watch, nice film to go along with. But I feel like there could have been a deeper, possibly better film in there that they decided not to make. And they decided, decided to go with the flashy, fun stuff.
But
having said that, it's a very enjoyable film. You will enjoy it while you're in the cinema. There are a couple of bits there's this thing called the fridge moment. After you watch a film and then a couple of hours later you're going to the fridge and you're like, hang on a second, how does that work? So there are a couple of bits where as you're watching it, you think about it, no big deal. You think, oh, that's good. Then you leave. But when you leave the cinema, after a while, you're like, wait a second, that doesn't make any sense. They couldn't have done that, because if they did that wouldn't work. And hang on, there was that. They just totally forgot about that plot line. They just started something and they didn't even finish it and just carried on.
Wow.
So yeah, there's a couple of those in the film, but it is enjoyable while you watch it.
How many out of five?
I'll give that 3 out of 5.
Only 3?
Yeah.
All right, okay. And the one that's another
Big
film
Hero.
That's
Big
not
Hero.
Got Will Smith in.
It hasn't got...
I've seen this film. It's fantastic.
Have you?
Yeah, Big Hero 6.
Right, okay.
So yeah, this
Why'd
is...
you get out? Well,
Big,
have you?
Big Hero... You seem to have more of a social life than I have. You've been to see these movies and I haven't.
Harry.
All right. Okay.
Well, yeah, because Big Hero 6 is nominally a kids movie.
All right.
Because this is the first, because you know,
naturally.
Harry took me actually.
So you know how you have so it's nominally a kids movie, and Disney recently bought Marvel. So this is based on a Marvel comic, but it's a very obscure Marvel comic that almost nobody has read. And so it's the first time that Disney has gone to Marvel and they've taken a Marvel and they just straight up made like an animated movie from it. And this film is a joy.
Mm.
It is just such a joy to watch. It's one of those films that you watch and you think, I could put this film on anytime.
Yeah.
I could put it on anytime and sit down and watch it. Doesn't matter what mood I'm in, I could watch this film. And it's, and I think that's the biggest recommendation I can give to it. The storyline of the film or anything like that is almost incidental, but it's essentially about a guy. It's about a guy who.
Isn't it that thing with the friendship?
Well, yeah, the friendship, yeah. Because it's kind of like, okay, there's two brothers who lost their parents when they were kids, and they live with their aunt. The younger brother is kind of like running around, becoming like almost like, you know, sort of street kid, all that kind of stuff, and supervised it. And the older brother is at this university, and he's trying to get his younger brother to take life seriously because he knows his younger brother is smart. He knows that he's clever. So he takes him to his university and he shows him, look, these are all the things I can do with robots and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And his younger brother gets so inspired and is like, oh, I've got to come here. And unfortunately, something happens to his brother. But his brother leaves. Well, the latest project his brother is working on is this big inflatable robot who's supposed to be like a caregiver, like a healthcare robot, who you will fall in love with.
Yeah.
He's called Baymax, and he is so brilliantly done.
Yeah.
He looks like
a big marshmallow.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say. You know the marshmallow man at the end of Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
He looks a bit like that.
All right.
And he just sort of walks around, and he's just kind
a
of
big
like
blob.
He's like, you appear to be in pain. May I help you?
Yeah, that's so good. It's so lovely. when he does the hand, the thing, and all that.
Oh, with the hand
thing.
Because he's like inflatable, he's like this big, he's almost like a beach ball. So it's, imagine taking something that looks like a cross between a beach ball and like, you know, the Marshmallow Man,
yeah,
and taking him to go try and fight a supervillain, or taking him into all these other. So it's just so well done, and it's so lovely. It's a brilliant, brilliant film.
Mm. Give it a mark out of 10.
Oh, we've changed it now.
Oh, sorry, five.
It was points a minute ago.
It's working with you.
I'll give it a 9 out of 10.
Well, 9 out of 10, which is the equivalent of a 4 out of...
4.5 out of 5.
4.5 out of 5. So
oh, it is.
Film.
It's such a good film.
I've written down some advice there for you. Okay, you want to read that out?
What?
Okay, yeah. This is true in movies. Never work with children or animals.
or Max. I finished the last bit up for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Max, it sounds as if you knew that yourself.
I believe in myself.
You rest our case. Okay. Thank you for coming. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, see you in a couple of weeks.